Hello, welcome back to another episode of Hidden Brain. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, and today we will be talking about volcanoes and people and how people respond. Picture yourself, a man or woman living in Pompeii, Italy. It is 79 AD, and you live next to Mount Vesuvius. This is a massive volcano that is hundreds of thousands of years old. It has erupted more than 50 times. You see smoke coming out of the mountain. People are saying that it is a gift from God. He has blessed us with warm water for our baths. A few of the people decide to pack up and leave. You tag along with them. You think that it's a great choice after you come back and find that everything is covered in ash. Just remember, this episode is brought to you by Universal Studios, where you could bring your family and friends to this majestic place where kids and adults alike have the time of their life. Book 3 nights at the Universal Hotel and use code SCIENCE to get the 4th night free. So we will now start a few interviews with 2 great volcanologists. We will begin with an interview with volcanologist Dr. Heather Hanley. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to get right into this quick. So, what do you do for your job?
As part of my job, I get to see exciting volcanoes all around the world. When the volcano erupts, it erupts a lava bomb, which is also a large rock. I analyze them for its chemistry and use that to figure out what's happening at depth beneath the volcano, and also the time scale.
So, what is your favorite volcano?
Vanuatu is my favorite volcano. It's great to go there and just see it. It erupts every 5 to 10 minutes.
So, what would happen on your average day?
Well, my average day, we'll do some lab work. And what we do is we get the lava bombs and we crush them to a powder. And then we dissolve them in really nasty acids. We then take the solution and analyze it on various different instruments to get a chemistry composition.
What would you say about science?
Well, science is all around us. So I think as a base, it's one of the most important subjects to take. And it leads to so many possibilities you wouldn't ever expect.
And that was Heather Hanley. We have another fantastic volcanologist here to talk with us today. His name is Mark Freeman. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Michael.
It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
So we will start with a series of questions, and then after, I will ask about how the viewers can stay safe if a volcano erupts near them. Give me 1 second.
So, are you ready to begin?
Yes.
So, to start my question, Bombard, is what are some of the world's most dangerous volcanoes?
Some of them are Vesuvius, Taal, Satyagnido, and probably one of the most famous, Yellowstone.
Is it possible for us to be able to stop a volcanic eruption?
Yes, but they are both very risky and expensive.
So, what are they?
Well, the first is to dig a hole into the volcano's hydrothermal system. There, you would find pipes, which people would pump a lot of cold water and suck out more heat, but NASA says that would cost about $3.5 billion.
You said there are 2 ways. What is the second way?
Well, you could drop a bomb in the volcano, but that would make the area around it radioactive and uninhabitable for life.
How dangerous is the ash that comes from volcanoes, if it's dangerous at all?
Well, it's very dangerous because it can cause long-term effects. In some cases, it has even killed people.
Is there anything good about volcanoes?
Yes, there's a lot of good, actually. They give vitamins to soil, so farmers love it. They also produce energy from heat to generate electricity.
And that was Mark Freeman. And so, Today, we thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast, where we'll continue with our talk. Thank you for listening, and keep watching.